So today's scripture reading help us understand what mission means. So in Luke 12, Jesus tells us about a rich man who had so much grain that he needed bigger barns. This man thought he was successful. He said to himself, "I have plenty of good things stored up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be happy." But God called him a fool. Why? Because this man lived only for himself. He forgot about God. He forgot about others. His life was empty even though his barns were full. Paul writes in Colossians 3, 1 to 2, "Since you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." What does this mean? It means we need to think like God thinks. We need to care about what God cares about. We need to see the world through God's eyes. The rich fool in Luke 12 had his mind set on earthly things, his crops, his barns, and his comfort. But Paul tells us to think differently. We are called to focus on God's kingdom and God's work in the world. So my question is, what is real mission? Let's have a look, Matthew 28, 19 to 20. I can read for you. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Really popular verse about the mission. I think most of you knows this verse. Some people think, or many people think, mission means converting others to Christianity. They think it's about making people become Christians. I think it's alright, but I believe mission is something deeper than that. Mission is about helping people immerse themselves in God. It's about becoming students together, learning what it means to live in God's love. From the Matthew 28, the word baptism, the Greek word for baptism, means to immerse. When we baptize someone, we immerse them in water. But really, we are helping them immerse themselves in God's love and grace. And another one, the Greek word for disciple in Matthew 28 means student. Jesus didn't just want followers. He wanted students, people who would learn from him and grow in faith. So mission is not about making people become like us. Mission is about all of us becoming students of Jesus together. The rich fool thought he could build his own kingdom. He built bigger barns for himself. But God's kingdom is different. We build God's kingdom together, not alone. Paul tells us in Colossians to put on the new self. This new self is not selfish like the rich fool. The new self cares about others. This new self works with God to build something beautiful in the world. So I think mission means we participate together in God's work. We don't do mission by ourselves. We join with God and with each other to bring love, hope, and healing to our community and our local society. So what does this mean for us here in Australia? Our mission is not just about getting people to come to church. Yes, this is important, but it's not the everything. Our mission is about showing God's love in practical ways. When we help someone who is struggling, we are doing mission. When we care for the environment, we are doing mission. When we stand people with people who are treated unfairly, we are doing mission. We become true disciples of Jesus not by trying to convert others, but by learning together what it means to love like Jesus loved. So I told you this story before in Bible study. Quite a long time ago, I went to a petrol station, 7-Eleven in Clayton. And yes, at the time, I was filling up my fuel tank. And I saw a homeless man sleeping in front of the door of 7-Eleven. And a woman was approaching him. And then she bought the bread and milk and chocolate bar and other stuffs. And then she put them just to the homeless man sleeping on the ground. And she said, "Jesus loves you." At the time, I think around the Easter day, she said just, "Jesus loves you." That's all. She didn't say anything like, "If you believe in Jesus, I can give it for you." She never said it like that. She just said, "Jesus loves you." And then she took them everything she bought for the homeless man. Homeless man was sleeping. I think he didn't listen to her. But it was really impressive to me. And also, it encouraged me. What is the mission in this society? As we enter this month, Mission Month, let's remember what real mission looks like. It's not about building bigger bonds for ourselves. It's not about converting others to think like us. Real mission is about immersing ourselves and others in God's love together. It's about becoming students together, learning what it means to follow Jesus. Real mission is joining with God to build God's kingdom right here in our community and our local society. When we do this, we discover that we become true disciples of Jesus Christ ourselves. Real mission means we become students of Jesus together. Not teachers making others into students. Mission transforms everyone involved, both those we serve and ourselves. So may God will help us understand our mission and give us courage to live it out each day. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, help us set our hearts on things above, not earthly treasures. Make us faithful students of Jesus, learning to serve others with a generous heart. Immerse us in your love so we can share it with our community. Guide our mission work and help us build your kingdom together. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.